各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来查考的题目是：这是个真以色列人。
Tonight, the topic that I would like to share with all of you here is a true Israelite.
这是一个很奇怪的年代。
As you know, that we're living in a very queer society.
因为什么东西都有假的。
And in this very weird society, we see there are lots of falsehood.
有木牌假冒的冒牌的货品。
We have lots of items that we buy are counterfeit.
有假的护照。
And counterfeit passport.
假的毕业证书。
Counterfeit.
假的海味，假的人生。
Everything is counterfeit.
人也有假的。
And also false people.
因为男人可以变女人。
And there are people, men who can turn into women.
女人不喜欢也可以变性。
And women who don't like about their gender, they can also transform themselves into a man.
所以有人说这是一个虚假的时代。
So a lot of people say that we're living in a society of falsehood.
很多东西都是假的。
There are many things in this world are false.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But our Lord Jesus tells us.
我们做人不可以做个假的人。
That as a human being, we cannot be a false.
在旧约，以色列人被拣选。
In the ancient day, the Israelites were chosen.
以色列这个名字就是选民的代名词。
And the Israelite, the meaning of Israelite means chosen people.
但是主耶稣要打破一个观念。
However, our Lord Jesus is going to take away their very conventional thought.
不是每一个以色列的人都是选民。
It is not that all the chosen people are Israelite.
你要做一个真的以色列人才有办法得救。
In order to be a true Israelite, then only you can be saved.
所以主耶稣有一次就跟一个人叫拿单业这样讲了这句话，这个是真以色列人。
One day, the Lord Jesus spoke to Nathanael, and he is a true Israelite.
我们来看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 2.
第一章，对不起。
Sorry, John, chapter 1.
第一章四十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 43.
约翰福音第一章四十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 43.
四十三节。又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”四十四节。
Verse 44.
这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈和彼得同城。四十五节。
Verse 45.
腓力找着拿但业，对他说。摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记载的哪一位？我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。四十六节。
Verse 46.
拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”四十七节。
Verse 47.
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈。”四十八节。
48.
拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我的？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”这里记载主耶稣来拣选门徒。
Here it tells us that Jesus is calling out for his disciples.
我们看43节。
Verse 43.
这里说主耶稣要去加利利，这里遇见腓力。
And it tells us that Jesus on his way to Galilee and he met Philip.
刚刚主耶稣拣选了。彼得，西门彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈。
He already has chosen Simon Peter and his brother Andrew.
那么现在主耶稣要找第二批的门徒了。
And now he's going to find more disciples.
这里中文是写说遇见腓力。
And here it says that in Chinese version, finding Philip.
其实不是遇见。
It doesn't mean that he actually just met him.
而是去找，英文就很清楚了，是主耶稣去找腓力出来的。
Sorry, in Chinese version it says that he met Philip, but in the English version it's clearer he's actually looking for Philip.
主耶稣找门徒并不是在街市上面随便碰到哪一个人说，好，你没有工作嘛，就来当门徒。
And when Jesus called out for his disciples, he just not called out for those people who are jobless and say, come and join me.
主耶稣是去找他们来。
He actually goes seek for his disciples.
我们要想这句话。深深思考一下。
Have you pondered upon this?
今天我们为什么会坐在这里？
How do we come here and sit in this chapel?
不是我们礼拜五晚上无聊没有事做。
It's not because that we have nothing better to do on Friday night.
经过认识教会就进来聚会的。
And that we just happen to drive by here and then just come in and listen to sermon.
每一个人都有我们信主的过程。
And all of us have our own journey of faith to come to believe in Christ.
无论是我们第一代的信仰自己来信也好，
whether it's our first generations of believer who come to believe,
第二代也好，
or second generations,
甚至第三代，
or third,
不是我们自己来的。
It's maybe we didn't come here by our own.
是主耶稣把我们找来的。
But it was our Lord Jesus that brought us here.
其实在信仰的过程啊，每一个人都有迷失的时候。
And in our journey of faith, there were times that we were very lost.
就算生长在教会里面的下一代，也有心灵迷失的时候。
There are people who are brought up and grow up in church. There are also times that we are very lost in our spirit.
但今天我们还在这里。
But today, the very fact that we can still sit here
是主耶稣把我们找来
is because our Lord Jesus find us and seek out for us.
我们看路加福音第十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们可以把红线放在约翰福音第一章，等一下随时回来。路加福音第十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
路加福音十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。第二节
，Verse two，
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，要同他们吃饭。主耶稣在世上的时候，就是很喜欢去找那些没有人要的人。
When Lord Jesus was in the ministry, he likes to look for people who are rejected by the society.
东西啊，物以类聚，什么样的人就交什么样的朋友。
And we know that what kind of friends flocks together.
但主耶稣打破这个定律。
However, Jesus is not like that.
别人不要的。
People that have been rejected.
别人轻看的。
People who have been despised.
主耶稣去找。
Jesus seek out for them.
税吏，大家都讨厌。
A lot of people hated the tax collectors.
但是别人讨厌他们的时候，其实每一个人心里都是贪钱的。
And even though people don't like them, but in their heart, they all love money.
罪人就是很虚假。
And so we can see that humans indeed are very false.
罪人都是妓女。
And they always criticize the sinners as the prostitute as sinners.
但是当别人在责备妓女的时候，心里面都很想看他们。
But even when they were hearing people criticizing the prostitute, they were not even better than those people.
大部分的人只会审判，只会。责备。
So a lot of people are very good in judging and criticizing others.
主耶稣要亲近他们。
However, Jesus is the one that come close to these people.
这里说他们想要听耶稣讲道理啊。
Here it says that people like the tax collector, the sinners, they all want to come and listen to Jesus.
我想主耶稣一定有一种很强大的亲和力，连税吏罪人都想听耶稣到底讲什么道。
And I'm sure Lord Jesus is a very affectionate person that people like to draw close to him.
因为主耶稣接待罪人。
Because Jesus seek out to the sinners.
又跟他们吃饭。
And eat with them.
主耶稣不会跟他们一起犯罪。
But Jesus will not sin with them.
但主耶稣会跟他们一起吃饭。
But Jesus will eat with them.
当我们跟一个人吃饭，就是把自己的身份降下来的时候，才有办法了解对方啊。
And the time when we actually eat with the person, we are lowering our status, our position. We want to understand the other person.
主耶稣可以选择站在台上高高的讲，不理下面那些人。
Our Lord Jesus, with his status, he could just choose to stand aloof up there and ignore these sinners.
但是主耶稣下来。
But he came down.
接待你。
And he accepted all these people.
跟你吃饭。
And ate with them.
最近呢，如果看圣灵报的话，有个见证，我觉得很感动。
Recently, I read in one of the Holy Spirit Monthly, I was deeply moved by one of the articles.
在台湾有一位。吸毒的瘾君子来慕道。
In Taiwan, there was a drug addict who came to believe.
他毒瘾非常的深啊。
He was very deep in his addiction.
赚到了钱都用来买毒品。
And every penny he made, he would go and buy drugs to feed his addiction.
真的是生不如死。
And so he's living a life of hell.
心里很空虚。
His heart was very empty.
有人传福音给他，叫他来真教会慕道。
And so there was someone who spread gospel to him, to come to believe.
夏天很热。
One summer, it was very, very hot.
他还穿着长袖的衬衫来教会。
He came to the church with long sleeves.
别人问他说：“天气那么热，你还穿长袖的做什么？”
And people were asking him, "Why did you wear such long sleeve when you come to church on such hot summer day?"
他不怕了，袖子一掀出来，哇，全都是针孔啊！
And he removed his sleeves and showed people there's a lot of injections on his wrist.
结果教会的人没有说哇，你是毒品的毒瘾君子啊，跑走，没有这样。
On his arm, however, the members of the church did not criticize him as a drug addict.
反而教会的人照顾他。
But all the more, the member of the church welcomed him.
鼓励他。
Encouraged him.
帮他祷告。
And pray for him.
感动了他。
And moved him.
他也得了圣灵。
So he received Holy Spirit when he came.
后来又把毒瘾 戒掉了。
And then later on, he was able to kick his habit as a drug.
教会的弟兄有生意，要请人，就给这个弟兄机会。
And so there was a brother who had a business, so he employed this this person to come to work for him.
哇，我觉得这种的爱心，这种的接待，真的是有主耶稣的精神啊。
And I think that this kind of love has the spirit of Jesus.
其实每一个人都是罪人。
And in fact, all of us who are sitting here, we are all sinners.
只是程度上而已。
And it's all different in our degree of sin.
但主耶稣接纳我们啊。
But our Lord Jesus accepted all of us.
我们有没有去接纳比我们软弱的人呢？
Have we went out to accept those people who are weaker than us?
看回来约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Luke chapter 1.
主耶稣跟拿单耶说，你是个真以色列人。
Sorry, let's turn back to the book of John chapter 1.
主耶稣还没有跟拿单耶讲什么、做什么之前，主耶稣就先称赞他：“你是个真以色列人。”
So before Jesus said anything else, he first praised Nathanael that you are the true Israelite.
但是为什么拿单耶会被拣选呢？
And how is that Nathanael was being chosen?
原来啊，是透过腓力的见证。
It is because through the testimony of Philip.
啊，这里四十五节，腓力啊，找着拿单耶都对他说了。
Here in verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and told him.
如果没有腓力的见证，拿单耶不会来信主了。
And if there is no testimony from Philip, Nathanael would not have come to believe.
真以色列人也不会出现了。
And there would not be a true Israelite that appeared.
有人信主，主耶稣直接拣选他，给他异象异梦看。
Sometimes people come to believe the Lord from Jesus showing this miracle and vision and signs and wonders.
但是啊，大部分人都是透过别人一个一个见证。把他带过来的。
But most of us, we come to believe the Lord through the testimonies of others.
腓力给我们很好的榜样。
And so, Philip here set a very good example to all of us here.
一得了这个福音呢，马上去找他的好朋友。
The moment when he received this true gospel, he immediately seek out for his good friend Nathanael.
因为他心中有一颗火热的心啊。
Because in the heart he has his passion.
啊，我找到真理了。
He found the truth.
找到救主了。
He found the savior.
第一个告诉我的朋友。
The first thing he wants to share to with his good friend.
我们信主久，也很容易有一种状态出现。
And a lot of us, after when we believe the Lord for a long period of time, there will be a scenario.
有时候信越久啊，越不敢开口。
The more we believe, the less we want to speak about the gospel that we believe.
要我们来聚会很容易。
It is easy for us to come to the chapel.
要我们奉献，好像也不难。
And also easy for us to make offering.
但是要我们开口，叫我们的朋友、同事、同学来教会、来听福音，就好像很困难。
But the moment, if we want to open our mouth and spread this gospel to our colleague, to our good friend, it seems to be very difficult.
但是啊。我们不要这样。
However, we shouldn't be like this.
我们学习腓力。
We must learn to be like Philip.
有苦热诚的心，要为主耶稣做见证。
We must have this passion to spread the gospel for Jesus.
好，那我们再来看。
And then let's take a look.
什么是真以色列人呢？
What is a true Israelite?
我们看四十六节哦。
Let's look at verse 46.
四十七节。
Sorry, verse 47.
耶稣看见拿单耶来，就指着他说：“看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈。”
Here Jesus saw Nathanael approaching and said to him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false."
真以色列人这里啊，可以归纳起来两点。
And we can branch two categories from what the definition of true Israelite is.
第一个，真就是没有诡诈。
First, truth, meaning there's no falsehood.
什么叫诡诈呢？
What is falsehood?
诡诈就是骗人。
That is lies and cheating others.
魔鬼最喜欢骗人。
And we know that Satan likes to lie.
魔鬼从一开始就骗人。
And from the beginning of time, he lied.
神说不可以吃分别树上的果子。
And Jesus said, do not take up the fruit from the good and evil.
吃了一定死。
And if you should take it, you shall die.
魔鬼就说。
And Satan said,
你不一定会死。
You may not die.
所以就骗人了。
So he lied.
所以这里告诉我们了，魔鬼就会骗人。
And though he is the father of lies.
如果今天我们道理不懂。
Today, if we're not clear of the truth.
不晓得神要我们东西是什么的话。
And we don't know what Jesus, our Lord wants from us.
我们也很容易被骗了。
It's very easy for us to be deceived by others.
如果我们去骗人的话，就是魔鬼的儿子了。
And if we were to deceive others and lie, then we are the children of Satan.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
约翰福音第八章四十四节
Verse 44
约翰福音第八章 44节。
John chapter 8 verse 44。
44节，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is the words spoken by Jesus.
这里主耶稣责备当时的人啊。
And here, Jesus rebuked the people.
谁是你的父亲？
Who is your father?
如果我们说谎的话，
If we were to lie,
魔鬼就是父亲了。
Then our father is the devil.
天父真神不是我们的父亲了，我们改了父亲了。
Our God is no longer our father.
所以诡诈就是说谎骗人。
In other words, falsehood is lying and cheating others.
我们如果常常讲一些不实在的话，
so if a lot of time we were to speak falsehood and things that are not true,
会变成一个习惯。
It can become a habit.
说谎会变成一个习惯。
Speaking lies can become a very bad habit.
刚开始的时候，说谎的人心里会跳得很厉害。
At first, you were to tell lies, your heart may be be quite afraid.
说谎久了，
and after a while,
说谎真的很容易。
And it become very easy.
还有说了一个谎之后，会用更多的谎言来盖住第一个谎言。
And after, if you were to have one lie, you will have lots of lie to cover up the first lie.
有一个工人去访问信徒。
There was a church worker. He was on his way to visit a member.
他还没有吃饭。
And he hadn't had supper yet.
很客气嘛。
So then he was very polite.
信徒问他说吃了没有。
And so when he visited another member's place, the member asked him, have you had your supper?
他明明没有吃。
He didn't have his supper.
他说我吃了。
And then he lied and he said, yeah, I did.
好意的说谎了。
It's just a good lie. It was just a lie out of good intention.
信徒问他说，是什么？
And then the member asked him, so what did you have for supper?
糟糕了，刚才做了第一个谎，又想一个谎，我吃什么面？
He had already said the first lie, so maybe he was thinking about more lies. Well, maybe I had some noodles.
哇，信徒就问，哦，吃这个面，去哪一间啊？
And then the members then asked, which restaurant did you go to have the noodles?
心里面哈利路亚，求主原谅。哎，再讲一个谎言，我吃哪一家的面？
And so then he continued to lie and said, well, I went to that particular restaurant for the noodles.
这样子啊，哦，那面那么好吃，贵不贵？多少钱？
And then so the member continued to ask him more questions. So how much is it? Is it expensive? Is that a good restaurant? And so on and so forth. And so he kept saying another lie and fourth lie and say, well, it costs about
$2.50.
So who, none, has any one of us not lied before?
小孩子一生出来一岁多会讲话就会说谎了。
And we know that little children, even that they're 1 or 2 years old, they will know how to lie.
我两个双胞胎一岁多的时候，
I know that my twin, when they were about
a
year old,
做了坏事，
and one had done something wrong,
还没有讲会什么话的时候，
before he would even say anything,
去抓他的时候，他说不是啊，哥哥，哥哥，其实是他自己。
And then he would say, "No, no, it's not me. It's my brother, my brother." But he was actually the one who told lies.
我们都是诡诈的。
So we all have this this streak of falsehood.
程度上不一样而已。
It's just a degree of how bad we are.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we have to pray to our Lord Jesus to guide and help us.
把我们心中的这个谎言。慢慢除掉。
To help our weaknesses and just remove the lies from our hearts slowly, little by little.
有人说我没有说谎啊。
Some people say that no, I've never lied.
但是不是说谎才是诡诈。
It doesn't mean that if you don't lie, then you don't have falsehood.
有时候口是心非也是诡诈。
Sometimes if you are being hypocritical, that is also being not true.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
37节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 37.
5章37节
Chapter 5 verse 37.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说就是出于那恶者。请读。
Verse 37, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else beyond this comes from the evil one.
这里主耶稣告诉我们，我们说话实实在在的，不要口是心非。
Here, our Lord Jesus tells us that we must speak the truth and not the false.
我们要说心里面所想的，
We must speak what is from our heart.
这里主耶稣也告诉我们，不要用启示来增加我们讲话的信用。
And here it tells us that we should not swear to increase our integrity of what we said.
为什么呢?
Why is this so?
因为啊，耶稣说天是神的脚凳，我们不可以乱指着天起誓。
Here it says that because
天是神的座位，地是神的脚凳。
Because heaven is God's throne and the earth is a footstool of God.
还有，如果我们讲话的时候用这个启示来增加我们的信用的话，
and if we were to swear to increase our integrity,
就等于说我们没有启示的时候讲话就没有信用了。
That means that if we don't swear, then oftentimes what we speak has no integrity at all.
所以我们讲话实实在在。
So when we speak, we must speak the truth.
那么我们再来看第三点，什么是诡诈呢？
And thirdly, let's see what it means by being the false.
我们来看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书，旧约的马拉基书啊，马太福音前面。
The last book of Old Testament.
马拉基书第二章。
Chapter
2. 马太福音啊，马拉基书第二章。
Book of Malachi, chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
马拉基书第二章十四节。
14.
二章十四节。你们还说这是什么呢？因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，她虽是你配偶，又是你蒙悦的妻，你却以诡诈待她。这里告诉我们呢、啊，当时神责备当时的人诡诈对他们的妻子。
And here, the Lord was rebuking, the man for being false to their wife.
怎么诡诈对他们呢
？For being deceiving to their wife.
十六节。
Verse
16. 耶和华以色列的神说，休妻的事还有强暴待妻的事都是我所恨恶的，你们当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Verse 16. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and I hate a man covering himself, and violence as well as his garments, says the Lord Almighty.
这里说，如果我们对我们所爱的人不好的话，尤其对太太或者先生不好的话，这是有诡诈的。
So it tells us here that if we were to treat our spouse, whether a husband or wife, badly, that means that we have this heart of deception.
有时候我们发觉啊，要骗人啊，难度也不一样。
And sometimes we find that to lie to others, there are degree of difficulties.
越爱你的人呢、啊，越容易骗了他。
And the one that love you most is the easiest one to deceive.
因为他越爱你，他越信任你。
Because he's the one who loved you most, he or she probably trust you the most.
所以骗他的话，很容易就会被他就很容易被骗了。
And so your spouse, are the one who is most easily deceived by you.
夫妻之间的关系也是一样。
And so, this is the relationship of the husband and wife.
这里说啊，不要欺骗，不要诡诈，这里有两个形容词啊，第一就是蒙悦的妻。
Here it says that you must not deceive, especially the one that is the wife of your marriage covenant.
结婚那一天，那么多人来见证，就是有个盟约，一生一世要爱对方。
So during the day of marriage, many people were there to witness your marriage covenant that you promised to love one another.
但是有时候结完婚那个照片拍完之后，就丢一边了，也不会享受当时的。这个证婚人的盟约是讲什么？我他妈都忘记了。
And then sometimes some people got married and they just put their marriage picture aside.
我们只
and has forgotten what was said during the marriage ceremony.
我们只记得说，哇、哦，结婚那天我多漂亮，现在已经胖很多了。
And I remember a lot of people say that on the day when I get married, I'm very good looking, but today you look at me, I put on a lot of weight.
记那个没有用。
Don't remember how beautiful you are.
要记得婚礼当天讲了什么盟约，答应神什么事情。
But you must remember on the day of marriage. You must remember what you have promised God.
不可以忘记啊。
You must not forget your marriage covenant.
还有呢，这个是幼年所娶的妻啊。
And also, this is the wife of your youth.
啊，他那时候幼年，因为所以幼年所以很漂亮很瘦。
And when your wife was in her youth, she is very beautiful, maybe very slim and. Young,
就好像一朵花、啊、刚开出来一定漂亮、啊、
Just like a beautiful flower in full blossom.
不可以因为变得中年变得老年就不要了。
And you shouldn't just look at her now that she's older and gain weight and just cast her aside.
所以啊，这里教导我们做丈夫的。
Here it tells us as husband.
哇，无论太太将来变得怎么样子。
No matter what happened to your wife in future.
都要爱她。
What shape or form?
有时候去
you must love her.
去访问了，看到一些弟兄真的是爱他太太。
And sometimes when I pay visitation, I see some brother truly love their wife.
太太头发已经变很白了。
The wife's hair has turned very gray.
已经不是年轻小姐那个苗条样子了。
It's not as slim and young before.、
这几天我去看一个姐妹开刀，她先生、老丈就在陪她，要煮稀饭给她吃。
I remember I went and visit a sister who was in the hospital after surgery. The husband would go and take care of her right in the morning, cook for her, and beside her all the time.
竟然都没有诡诈对待妻子，是忠心的对待妻子。
And this husband is very loyal and faithful, and there's no deception towards his wife.
相反的，妻子也要不要以诡诈待丈夫。
And the same with the wife to the husband as well.
私房钱偷偷藏下来。
And a lot of a wife would hide the money under their pillow.
老公问了去哪里？
And the husband would ask, so where is the family account?
可能没有去哪里了，就是去了别的地方，其实做自己的事情，不告诉先生。
And then the wife would just probably lie and said, oh, just somewhere else.
孩子也不要以诡诈对父母。
And the same with children's to parents. You should not be deceiving to your parents.
爸爸问你在做什么啊？电脑面前。
And the parents will ask, maybe the dad will ask, so what have you been spending your time in front of the computer?
很忙很忙，打功课。
I'm very busy. I'm working on my homework.
这个去了什么网站自己知道。
And which website have you visited? You know.
所以越爱我们的人呢，越容易受我们骗。
And the one that loves us most are the one who are most easily deceived by us.
但是我们不要以诡诈待我们所爱的人。
But we must not treat our loved one with deception and falsehood.
看回来约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of John, chapter 1.
要做一个真以色列人呢。
That we must be a true Israelite.
还有什么东西要注意的呢？
And what are the things that we must take note of?
我们再来第二点啊。
Let's look at the second point.
要做真以色列人，就是要除去心中的偏见。
To be a true Israelite, we must remove this heart of prejudice.
拿单叶他虽然没有诡诈，
even though Nathaniel does not have any falsehood,
但是他心中有个偏见，
but he does have biases and prejudice.
46节，
verse 46.
拿单叶对他说，拿撒勒还可以出什么好的吗？
Nathaniel said right here, Nazareth, what anything can come good come from there.
所以他还没有看到主耶稣，就对主耶稣有个偏见了。
So before he even met the Lord Jesus, he already have this prejudice against him.
什么叫偏见？
What do you mean by prejudice?
英文讲得很好， prejudice 就是两个部分， pre 就是之前， judge 就是审判，还没有完成有这个资料之前，你就先审判了。
So in the word prejudice, the prefix tells us that we judge prior to even meet the person.
老大爷就是这样啊。
Nathaniel is like this.
他人很好，很忠直，但是他的判断不一定是对。
He is a very good person, is very loyal, but he may not be always right in his judgment.
这是两件事哦，一个人心地很好，跟他的判断力不一定是完全一样。
And these are two separate issues of a good person and his sense of judgment are completely different.
所以有人说什么叫灵修？
So this is what people say as spiritual cultivation.
灵修就是要把我们心中的偏见慢慢慢慢拿去。
To cultivate our spirituality is to cultivate our character so that we can remove this heart of prejudices.
为什么我们会有偏见呢？
Why is that we have prejudice?
因为我们看事情没有办法全面的来看。
Because we are not very complete in our sense of judgment, we can't see things in very complete whole.
我们每一个人都有从自己切入这个事情的角度。
And we always have our own opinion from one point of view only.
还有呢，拿单也可能他以前去过拿撒勒这个地方，没有什么好的经验，所以他想说这个地方有什么好东西。
Perhaps Nathaniel has visited Nazareth before, and he may not have a very good experience, so he had this prejudice that this is not a good place.
也许他被一个从拿撒勒人拿撒勒来的人骗过也说不定。
Maybe he has been deceived by a person from Nazareth.
所以不完全的了解。
So he has never truly understand this place.
加上一个过去不愉快的经验。
And plus that he probably had a bad experience with the Nazarene.
我是听回来的，听说拿撒勒没有什么好东西。
So perhaps he has heard that there's nothing good that came from Nazareth.
所以作为一个结论就应该是不会有什么好东西。
So he made a conclusion in judging that there's nothing good that comes from there.
但是我们要当一个真以色列人。
But we must be a true Israelite.
慢慢的求主帮助我们，要心中的偏见要拿走。
That we must truly cultivate our heart to remove all the prejudices.
怎么拿走呢？
How do we
其实我们可以看一些例子。
Let's look at some good examples.
保罗啊，信主之前对基督教有很大的偏见。
For example, we know the Apostle Paul, prior to believing in Jesus and being converted to a Christian, he had a lot of prejudice.
使徒行传的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 9.
他在往大马色的路上啊，神就光照他了。
So on his journey to Damascus, God shone the light on him.
九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”第五节。
Verse 5.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”第六节。
Verse 6.
起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你，同行的人站在哪里，说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。第八节。
Verse 7.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，仅看不见什么，有人拉他的手进了大马色，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。这是神拣选扫罗的过程。
This is a process of how God chose Saul.
之前他是逼迫基督徒的。
First, he was a person who persecuted Christians.
他有一个偏见，所有基督徒都是大坏蛋。
He had a prejudice that all Christians are bad people.
他把他们抓了、关了、杀了，就是为神做工。
So he felt that by killing them and putting them away, he's working for God.
所有偏见当中啊，以宗教上的偏见呢，最难。
Of all the different prejudices, religious prejudice is one that's hardest to get rid of.
但是我们看神怎么来把他的偏见拿走。
But here we can see how God got rid of his religious prejudice.
神让他的眼睛看不见。
God made him blind.
但看不见三天了。
He couldn't see for 3 days.
他思想很多。
He has thought a lot when he was blind.
他反省很多。
He examined himself a lot.
他肉体的眼睛看不见了。
His eyes.Cannot see anymore.
His, 他心中的眼睛反而看得见。
His physical eyes was blind, but his spiritual eyes, was open.
所以有时候我在想，为什么祷告要闭着眼睛啊
？So sometimes, I wonder why is that we always close our eyes when we pray?
我想主耶稣如果愿意的话，让我们祷告张开眼睛的话，我们祷告大概会舒服很多。
And maybe if we open our eyes and pray, it will be more comfortable.
但是为什么我们闭着眼睛
？But why is that we close our eyes when we pray？
当我们什么东西都不看的时候
，The moment when we cannot see anything，
闭着眼睛的时候
，We just close our eyes，
我们就开始想我们自己。
We will examine ourselves and reflect upon ourselves。
开始想神了。
We'll think about God。
所以偏见，求主耶稣帮助我们要拿去。
So we pray to God to get rid of the prejudices from our heart。
啊，有一个人呢、啊，有个作家，他这样写。
That was a particular writer that he said。
他生长在美国啊，那时候种族的。这个关系还是很紧张。
He lived in America and in the States. In a period of time, there was a lot of tension between different ethnic groups.
啊，但是他眼睛从小就看不见。
But he was blind since birth.
但是他听到以前说哇，黑人怎么样，怎么不好，怎么不好。
And when since young, he heard so many people criticizing the black.
啊，但是呢。他在工作上面呢，每天都看到听，就是认识一个很稳重、很有气质、常常帮他的一个人。
And every time when he went to work, he always talked to a person and know of a person who was very sober and who always helped him.
讲话也完全没有黑人音。
And this person speaks to him without any black accent.
这个好。后来呢，有一天他眼睛突然间看得见了。
And one day, this person he could see.
才发觉，原来我这个朋友，原来就是我以前所看不起的黑人。
And he realized that this person who always was with him was a black.
所以啊，我们的眼睛长在哪里呢
？So where's our eyes？
我在南非有一种经历。
I remember in South Africa, I had an experience.
因为那边治安比较不好。
Because we all know that over there, it's not a very safe place to live in.
大家都说黑人怎么样，黑人怎么样。
And a lot of people will criticize the black as this or that.
有一次，我们的车子在高速公路抛锚了。
I remember one day, our car, died on the highway.
拼命举手，我都没人救我们了。
And we're waving so hard, but nobody help us.
天快黑了。
And it was getting dark.
怎么办呢
？So we were very worried.
心里拼命祷告。
So in my heart, I was praying.
求主差遣个天使来救我们。
And hope that God will send an angel to come.
警察也好，白人也好。
Whether it's a black or police.
结果最后有一个黑人。开着他的破的车子停在那边，问我说
：“But finally,
how is it?
There was a black person who drove a very beat up car and asked me, 'Are you okay? What happened?'”
就是他救了我们。
So he was the one who helped us.
所以我们的偏见，每一个人都有。
So all of us here has prejudices.
啊，我们要求主耶稣帮助把我们拿开。
We must ask God to remove that prejudice from our heart.
像拿单业拿开对耶稣的偏见。
Just like Nathaniel must remove the prejudices from his heart.
Paul 也拿开对主耶稣的偏见。
Of Jesus, and same with Paul.
还有当时的使徒也拿开对彼此的偏见。
And also disciples removed all the prejudices from each other's heart.
之前还在争谁做大。
At first they were just fighting for who's going to be the greatest in.
后来就不争了，
heaven.
一起祷告。
And then later on they all decided to pray together.
把对彼此的偏见也拿走了。
So when they prayed together, they got rid of the prejudice.
所以这是个真以色列人。
And then they become a true Israelite.
我再想一个问题啊。
So I've thought about this problem.
有一天我们如果离开世界了，
One day if we shall all depart from this world,
在审判台前，
and before the judgment throne,
就说点名了，
and Jesus will be there to take attendance.
册子也打开，
open this book of life.
啊，某某兄弟姐妹，
and we'll call up for you so and so.
我看到你的 file 了，
I've seen your file.
但是你不是很真，
but you're not very truthful.
哇，这个时候就糟糕了。
And then at that time you'll start to sweat.
所以我们要做个真的信徒。
So we must be a true Israelite.
真教会里面真的信徒。
Be a true Christian of the true church.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
396首。
Let's sing hymn 396.